live this morning, so that's in honor of her live concert, because today is World AIDS Day. And she's, like, you know, big on that. Did you ever see her in person? Cyndi Lauper. You know, she's about, you saw her today? She's that big. She's like a midget. She is the tiniest little thing you ever saw in your whole life. With that voice. With that huge voice coming out of herself. She's so huge. Well, we've got everything taken care of. We were doing the only important thing today. What is the you're laughing. What's the most important thing on earth? We start getting memos. Oh, they're having meetings about the health care coverage, blah, blah. And Garrett is working during all the meetings. I'm not about to come in early. And I'm thinking, I don't have to be bothered. You just don't do anything and your health care coverage continues. We're lucky. Oh, God, are we lucky here. And then, thank God, Dave Gorab says to me, you know you have to, like, pick. It's not like last year. You actually, like, have to choose something or other. And I'm, like, all in a tizzy, you know, because to me, if you have to do one thing out of the ordinary, I can't deal with that. You know, oh, God, there's a break in my schedule. Something isn't exactly the same as it was yesterday. Oh, I don't have mice, by the way. Oh, I only told Garrett this. I thought I had mice, because the first sign of mice is like little mouse craps. And I found some yesterday, and I'm thinking, because they've been digging up my sidewalk. You know what I forgot? When I found the mouse craps, like near a burner in the stove, I had heated up old mice. And I said, you know something, I don't think those, I think it was like just burned, you know, kernels of rice. And there were no new ones today, and I didn't make rice last night, so there you go. So anyway, so I'm all in a tizzy about, oh God, you have to choose a health plan, you know, which of course every year costs more. What, this is the greatest country in the world, is it not? Why don't people just have health care like everywhere else? Every first world country in the world just has national health care, socialized medicine, which of course it isn't. That isn't what it is. That's what they call it. That's what the people, you know, Richard Bey reminded me this morning. It was so nice to hear Richard and Mark Maron. I was doing one. I kept saying, I have to hear if Barry Young is trashing his management again. But I'm saying I can barely juggle having my old-fashioned radio on and my serious radio. What am I going to do if I turn something on and turn on a computer radio station too? I'll go start staring and saying, you can't listen to three shows at once. So Richard reminded me of yet another one of these things that the right wing latches onto and won't let go of that is meaningless in the extreme. You know, we have the war on Christmas. You know, Bill O'Reilly is still doing that, right, this year. But on Crooks and Liars or something, he apparently said, oh, everybody at our show is getting ready for the holidays. He forgets himself that you have to say Christmas, because nobody says Christmas. You know, or you switch. It's like, I'm very big on Merry Christmas, but I'll sometimes say Happy Holiday. I do try to say Merry Christmas most of the time, because I don't know. I'm a bad Jew. What can I tell you? But this other thing they're hysterical about, which you can tell because, you know, I listen to Michael Savage every night. And, you know, he certainly doesn't follow a party line, to put it mildly, he doesn't. But sometimes they all latch on to one totally idiotic thing. And, of course, since they all hate Muslims, since this is like the new thing, they all ought to just get a big button, I hate Muslims. I have never in my entire life heard anything like the Muslim bashing that goes on. Perfectly acceptable. You couldn't even talk about fat people that way. Much less another religion. But Muslims, oh my God. The Pope may have faced Mecca, but that isn't going to shut up Bill O'Reilly. Is that Keith Ellison, the guy elected to the House of Representatives from where, Minnesota, I think, is a Muslim. He's the first Muslim in the House of Representatives. And he wants to be sworn in with his hand on the Quran. Well, this is the end of the world, isn't it? According to Bill O'Reilly and Michael Savage, it is the end of the world. Because, you know, the next thing he's going to be disemboweling people right on the floor of the House. He's going to be disemboweling everybody and chopping them up. And thinkprogress.org, I think it was Think Progress, or Talking Points Memo, it actually sounds more like Josh Marshall. One of those few right-wing, left-wing sites that I can stand. They looked into this thing about being sworn in to the House. You don't have to have your hand on anything. They showed Denny Hastert being sworn in, he had his hand on the podium. You don't have to have your hand on a Bible. If you choose, apparently, to have your hand on the Bible, you can do so. But I heard, I have totally given up watching all these shows on cable. I just can't do it anymore. Cannot do it. Listening to Savage rants from 6 to 9, and then I have to be entertained. I cannot put on Hannity and Combs. Can't do it. But Richard played that thing. Where? Who was it? Who's going? Well, what's the next thing? They're going to want to be sworn in on my Kampf? What an insult! The Quran you're comparing to mein Kampf? So this is like the most important thing on earth. This poor man who's a Muslim wants to put his hand on the Quran, which you don't even have to put your hand on anything. I'll tell you something, man. There's a few people in that house that I think disemboweling them would not be a bad idea. But we don't want to condone violence. Well, we pretend we don't want to condone violence because it doesn't sound nice to condone violence. But what idiots! Oh, so anyway, we've been getting all these memos. There are all these meetings, health plans. And there's this PPOs, EPOs, PhD. I want the PhD. That's where you become a doctor. You don't need a health plan then because you're a doctor. You are the doctor. They're so cavalier about things now. I know somebody's having a hip replacement. And I say, like, when do you go into the hospital? If the operation is Thursday. Do you know what they do? It's like some fucking assembly line. They call you up on Wednesday and tell you what time to come on Thursday. You don't even stay the night before in the hospital. And they give you all these little packets, like, I guess, wipes in packets. And they say, well, Wednesday night you have to take a shower and clean yourself with this stuff. So you're like prepping yourself for surgery. This is what healthcare has come to in this country. Then you prep yourself for surgery. So I said, you know what? You know where we're heading? You know what the next step is? They're going to say, here's the wipes. You take a shower with this on Wednesday night. And here's the scalpel. You'll wake up Thursday morning. You'll do your head. Here's the hip replacement thing. And here's a knife. Do it yourself. We can't be bonded. Stay out of my hospital. We have no room for you people. How is that possible in what is allegedly the richest country in the world? I mean, this particular person says they'd rather, they're happy they don't have to stay overnight in a hospital, which is true. No, but who wants to be in a hospital? But it just seems to me, it's like they start surgery at 5 a.m. The day before, they call and tell you what your place is on the assembly line. Thank God this person, you know, doesn't watch Grey's Anatomy. Because if you watch Grey's Anatomy, you learn one thing. You know, I'm so phobic about doctors that I never go to. It's so funny, me picking out a healthcare plan, you know, I'd have to be dead before I'd ever use it. I'd have to be, like, dead. In which case, it probably wouldn't matter if I had a healthcare plan, but you have to have one. So, in Grey's Anatomy, you know what you learn? Not only, you know, might as well all the doctors probably be working at McDonald's, you know, for all they can't wash their hands and, you know, they're all idiots and everything. But while they're operating on you, they're all talking about who fucked who. That's what you learn from Grey's Anatomy. That their only interest is standing there elbow deep in people's guts, saying whose underpants were pinned up on the Cali. They couldn't care less. Only one of them got interested a couple of weeks ago because the patient happens to be his father. So he suddenly, you know, stopped thinking about who he was screwing for 5 minutes. So it's horrifying to watch Grey's Anatomy when you realize, and when you think about it, you know, it's probably true. Because people like that age, people in their 30s, that's all they do think about is who they're screwing. It's all I used to think about. But luckily, I wasn't, you know, up to my elbows in people's guts operating on them. You know, when Sandra O was helping her trembling boyfriend, you know, you think she really cared if the... Well, nobody died, you know, when he was great in the sack. So let's have... Oh, geez, that at least ER. You never get the feeling on ER, which I have totally stopped watching because I like James Woods. But ER, you never got the feeling that when they were taking care of patients, they were really concentrating on their sex lives. But Grey's Anatomy, all they think about is sex. All the McDreamy, McSteamy, you know, McDead patients, they don't care. Nobody died yesterday, did they? That's the other weird thing about Grey's Anatomy, is you sit there and although they're changing it, I guess, somebody died every week. So, like, you would, like, turn it on, and they kind of present, you know, in the first 20 minutes, you would kind of see all the cases. And you'd go, all right, which one of them is going to die? You know, so last night I'm going, now who's going to die? His father, the premature baby, or the annoying Jewish Siamese twins? I was kind of hoping the Siamese twins, at least one of them would croak, but I think everybody lived. I think everybody actually lived. Boy, I'll tell you something. I bet we have a lot fewer listeners than we're used to. A lot fewer listeners than we're used to because you people in the Midwest are having this horrible storm. And do you know how many of you have no electricity, so you're not listening? 2.4 million people have no electricity. In the middle, I don't know what's worse, having no electricity in heat waves. I guess it's worse having no electricity when it's this cold. Because then your pipes freeze and everything. 2.4 million customers across central and southern Illinois and parts of Missouri, were without power early Friday after ice snapped tree limbs and power limbs. They don't mean power limbs. You mean power lines, but you typed limbs because it's ready for the AP the weekend. Oh, my God. That's horrible. Texas to Michigan. We're supposed to have this weird weather. It's like 65 degrees here. It's going down to 45 overnight. So we're going to have this really wild weather here, too. So 2.5 million of you can't listen. I am Lynn Samuels, and this is Sirius Left 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for Straight Talk from the Heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Just in time for the holidays, America's favorite home gym is having a fitness sale. Now you can have the Bowflex home gym you've always dreamed of for zero down and as little as $14 a month. And there's more. For a limited time only, get your Bowflex home gym shipped to you absolutely free. That's right, zero down, monthly payments as low as $14, and free shipping too. Choose one of our best-selling Bowflex home gyms, and for a limited time, get started for zero down, payments as low as $14 a month, and free shipping. Call 1-800-209-FLEX for complete details. There's never been a better time or a better deal. Go to buybowflex.com or call 1-800-209-FLEX while this special offer lasts. That's 1-800-209-FLEX.
On approved Bowflex credit card purchases, monthly payment is 1.5% of the purchase plus any late fees. The number of months you pay and total amount of minimum monthly payments depends on additional purchase and account balances. Call for details.
Alex Bennett.
These are the choices for Iraq. Go strong, go long, go home. Or my fourth option, go freak yourself. If the Democrats don't rally, put up bills to stop the war, get out now. Get the planes on the ground, get the troops in the planes, goodbye. Unless the Democrats do that, they haven't got a chance in 2008.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, my God. I see there's a Michael Richards update. It says here he is going to apologize in person to the four black men who were held captive. Remember when the lawyer said they were captive? A judge, a retired judge, will mediate the it's just what that bitch Gloria Allred asked for. And determine whether you should take any other action to resolve the matter. A cash settlement could be part of the resolution. Why? For what? You know something? How long would you sit there and let somebody insult you if they'd give you a bunch of money after? Just sit there. I would sit there. How long would you sit there? I'd sit there for like an hour. Want to call me names for an hour or two? And then hand me, you know, a few $1,000? That's not bad. You know, say it's an hour, and say he gives them $5,000. So you made $5,000 an hour. All right? So you want to call me like all those dirty girl names? You can do that. I don't care. Then give me $5,000. And I bet he'll give them more. Maybe the girls on the view should make Danny DeVito come back and give them money. What did he even say that was so horrible? They're all outraged. Oh, God, he said him and Rhea Perlman had sex in the White House. That was the most offensive thing he said. They stayed over in the White House when Clinton was president. And he made a big deal. He said every part of the Lincoln bedroom was utilized. Now, you tell me what normal human being who got to stay in the White House wouldn't fuck your brains out all over. On the bed, under the bed, in the Lincoln shower. Who wouldn't do that? These right-wing people just, they live. Well, I mean, we know that. Look at Bush. No graceful exit from Iraq. They live in a fantasy. I'm sure no Republican who ever stayed in the White House ever had sex there. Probably because they couldn't bring in the 10-year-old boys to have it with. They were all with their wives. you know, and it's very hard to get a hooker into the White House, I would imagine. Jeez! Get real! Get with it! People, you know, I'll tell you something. I am glad that we are going to have, well, I shouldn't say this before it happens, but I'm glad we're not having good weather here tonight. Now, we're not going to have, like, you people are having the snow and all of that. We're just having a cold front come through, and we're supposed to have 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, torrential rain, and it's going to be good because the guys who were digging up my sidewalk have all these plastic, what do you call those? Sawhorses? Yeah, you know, you know, when they had a block off, and they're all made out of plastic, and they're lying all over by my building. And I was thinking of calling the office today and saying, maybe somebody could, like, pick those up and put them inside somewhere before we have 60-mile-an-hour gusts, and they go flying all over. But when you live in a city, you would... I'm sitting at my computer last night, and I hear water outside. I hear water pouring outside. And I look out. I said, oh my God, I didn't think it was supposed to rain that hard, you know, like last night. And I look out, and in my living room, I have two windows, you know, right next to each other. I guess if I was fancy, that's... do you know I could... I don't know if my co-op board would let me. I just thought of something. If I didn't want to move, I could rip out those two windows and put in a beautiful bay window. I bet I could. I bet they wouldn't let me. But wouldn't that look nice? You have an apartment with a beautiful one of those curvy bay windows? And then I could make even a wider windowsill and have a window seat? And look at what? New York? Forget it. So I see the water, it's not raining, there's just water pouring down one window, which is open because it's been so nice and warm, and it's you know, coming into the apartment and everything. So I have no idea who lives above me. I have no idea, I do now. So I say, I'm going to go outside and see what's going on. And I go outside, and of course, what's happening? The moron above me is washing his windows. And I can only assume that he dumped, you know, that maybe he had a bucket of water, I don't know, and he just poured it out the window or something? And it's coming into my apartment. And I thought, oh, God, I should go up and, like, ring his bell. And then I thought, you know something, forget it. He's like some old Chinese man. So he probably can't even speak English. But that's what happens when you live in a city. The other thing that happens when you live in a city is... this story of the groom who was murdered by the New York City police gets worse and worse and worse. And I know I'm harping on, you know, what is sort of a New York City story, except that, you know, they did do it on the BBC, and there's a 1,000 AP story, so it's not just a New York City story. The story basically is last Saturday night, three young black men went to a bachelor party at some, you know, sleazy club. The wedding was supposed to be Saturday night. And through some misadventure, the police managed to pump 50 bullets at these three guys. The groom, the guy that was supposed to get married, got killed. One of the other guys is really, you know, shot up. And the other one is also shot several times. And there was some police undercover operation going on, and nobody really knows what happened. You know, I mean, it's obvious nobody knows what happened. Except that they killed a perfectly innocent 23-year-old guy about to get married, who now at that same church where he was supposed to get married last Saturday, tonight, they're having his funeral, which is frankly why I am sort of glad that the weather isn't going to be that good, because people are furious. Now, instead of just saying, all right, we're investigating this, but it's obvious we made a mistake. This is a tragedy. It's not like somebody went out and said, oh, we're going undercover at a club and with any luck we can kill some black people. That isn't what happened. But obviously things did not go as planned by the police. But they can't admit that. They can't just say, we didn't mean for this to happen. We are sorry. Our bad. No. No, no, no. And I posted the story from our New York Daily News here that it just makes everything so much worse. What are the New York City police doing now? What are they doing? Well, they're arresting this guy's friends. They're arresting the dead person's friends. They are bursting into apartments and arresting his friends. Now, why would that be? See, they're trying to make friends of the dead victim into suspects. And what is it they're suspected of? I'm trying to find Juan Gonzalez here. What is it they're suspected of? Well, there were three young men in the car when the police opened fire, shot 50 rounds, 31 by one cop, 31 by one policeman, into this car. So the police have now decided that there were really four people in the car. There were four people in the car. Although the two living guys, the two guys that they didn't manage to kill, both insist there were only three. And everybody says there were only three of them in the car. There were more than three at the bachelor party, but there were only three in the car. The police have decided, based on, I don't know whether it's witnesses or what the police say or who knows, that there was a fourth person in the car who had a gun, or led people to believe he had a gun, and that he ran away. Because the police saw like one guy in a tan jacket running away and one guy in a black jacket running away. Now, of course, you're talking about a nightclub. It's a little after 4, which is when nightclubs close in New York. And this fusillade of bullets begins. So one would assume a lot of people ran away. But no, there was a fourth guy. And this is something that, as far as I can tell, the police have just totally made up. They have made up this mythical fourth person. So that, number one, they can say that he said, this fourth person, I'm going to get my gun. Thus justifying, I suppose, they're killing this guy and shooting the other two. So what are they doing? You're going to have to wait a minute to find out. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
Your America, the way it ought to be. Real Liberals Off Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone. When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-803-6830. 1-800-803-6830. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-803-6830. A 20-year-old student from Texas, Ryan P., made a staggering $267,000 in the first year just by giving away free satellite TV system certificates. You can start getting paid $75 each just for passing out certificates. Call now to order your 1,000 free satellite system gift certificates. You could make as much as $75,000 in your first couple of months. Get in on the simplest way to make money. Call 1-866-373-6891. That's 1-866-373-6891.
Hi, I'm the laptop guy and this is my dog, Zoe. Got laptop problems? Our $29 promotion was so popular, we're extending it through the end of the year. At the Laptop Guy Garage, we fix thousands of laptops every year and make laptop repair fast and affordable. Our mechanics will diagnose your laptop and give you an estimate for just $29. That's right, Zoe. $29 covers the box, shipping to our garage, and a complete diagnosis. Just call 1-888-BUZZ-ZOE or log on to LaptopGuy.com and click on the Zoe 100.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, by the way, I got a couple of emails. I'm staying in exactly the same time slot. Don't worry about it. And Ed Schultz on Sirius is staying exactly in his time slot. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, forget it. All right, so this is what the New York police are doing. They killed this guy. This innocent guy. Nearly killed one of his friends and shot up his third friend. Okay, so because they have decided that there was another person there who had a gun and ran away with the gun, you know, because this gets them like off the hook. If they can find another person who had a gun, then they say, see, we were justified. Because as of now, they had no justification for opening fire, none, even though he did run into them with their car, with his car, but you're not allowed to do that. I never knew that. The police are not allowed to do that. If all you're doing is trying to run a policeman over, they're not allowed to shoot you. There's a little hint. They are bursting into the apartments of his friends. This is not the article I have posted. Around 6 a.m. Wednesday, Latoya Smith, 26, was playing in bed with her in southeastern Queens with her 7-month-old son, Jalen. Just then, she heard a strange noise in her family's darkened house. Her locked bedroom door suddenly burst open, and cops ran into her bedroom with flashlights and their guns drawn. How the fuck do they get a warrant to do this? That's my question. Where do they get a warrant for this? According to Smith, the cops ordered her to lie face down on the floor. My baby, where's my baby? She recalls pleading to them as they hustled her into the living room. There they gathered her brothers, Timothy Smith, 19, and Stanley Smith, 23, her mother, Laura, the baby, and Christopher Keys, 18, a friend who was staying at the apartment. Meanwhile, a dozen police searched the apartment. Because crime is so low in New York, apparently, that they have nothing else to do. Police officers said they found a loaded 9mm pistol in the apartment and a small bag of marijuana. God, how many apartments could you find a small bag of marijuana? Whereupon they hauled the young woman and the three men to the precinct. They charged the men with gun possession, but they released her because they're not looking for a fourth girl. That's why. Police are saying that the apartment was a known drug dealing location, even though there were no drugs. I don't think a small bag of marijuana. I guess they must have been having their Christmas sale, right? So there was no merchandise. This is, it's like, did you ever see like police asking to have an entire neighborhood start rioting? I would riot with them. They'd be right. The real purpose of the raid was not to find guns or pot. All the cops' questions at the station house were about last weekend's police shooting of Sean Bell, Joseph Guzman, and Trent Benefeld. They kept asking if she knew the whereabouts of certain friends of the three shooting victims. If you don't tell us what we want to hear, you know, you can get 5 years, she says, one cop told her. This is so disgraceful that I can't even tell you. Thus, in a bizarre twist, the NYPD is raiding homes and picking up young blacks in southeastern Queens in an all-out effort to locate an alleged fourth man. Then, at 6 a.m. yesterday, cops raided a second apartment building in the Smith building and arrested Erskine Williams Jr. and Jameek Benson. Williams was hauled away. Guess what they took him away for? Last year, he had an unpaid $25 ticket. It wasn't a traffic ticket. It was for something else. But they hauled him away for that. But the real reason that they burst into somebody else's apartment and hauled him away was that he's friends with one of the three guys that got shot, and he had visited the guy in the hospital several times. How is this permitted? Talk about a police state. And of course, ask yourself this question, wherever you live, would they treat white people this way? Would they dare do this? Say they had killed somebody in front of, you know, one of the fancy clubs. Who was it yesterday? Some woman who listens to me who says, oh, Scores and Stringfellows. How do you know all the strip clubs? But if they had killed some white investment banker, right, in front of the fancy schmanciest strip club in New York, right? Would they be bursting into the apartments of all the other investment bankers in New York on Park Avenue and you know, the Upper East Side and everything? Hauling people away? Friends of the victim, because their crime is that they're friends of the people the police shot? Of course they wouldn't. You do this in a black neighborhood. You treat black people like shit. The cops, Williams said, the cops only wanted to know what he talked to, his friend about in the hospital. That's all they wanted to know. That's why they burst in his apartment and took him away. And tried to make him say, what are you talking to him about in the hospital? What, aren't there like laws against this? See, but then they find the one little thing. Oh, he had the ticket. He didn't pay the ticket. Right? He didn't pay the ticket. Erskine Williams Sr., his father, is furious. The father is the unofficial spokesman for the Benefeld family. And he's a minister. And he's the uncle of the woman that got arrested. That's a lie, Williams Sr. said about the police drug allegations. I live two doors down from there. I know what goes on there. So there you go. They are treating people in a way they would never treat white people. Michael Hardy. Oh, Michael Hardy is still around. One of the lawyers for the wounded men said they could arrest every black person in Queens. But there was no fourth person. I have just never heard of anything like this in my life. Yeah, Dave, but those were the feds. Dave, yes. Hi.
Oh, okay, sorry, yeah.
Those were the feds, though, that went after Randy Weaver.
That's true, that's true.
And I'll tell you, if you're a task force going after white supremacists, you're not going to find too many black white supremacists.
Yeah, I know.
But in a city, in Richmond, they would do it to black people in Richmond, just exactly what they're doing here.
They did. They did it last year, or the year before last. They did that, and they had to bring in the federal. They had to make it like a civil rights case or whatever because the jury found the cop not guilty and said that, you know, it had to be a violated his civil rights or whatever. But yeah, it happened down here as well.
Well, it happens everywhere. I mean, it is interesting because in the 90s, when they killed Randy Weaver's wife and baby. Right? They shot the baby dead in her arms. But it's like the mentality of bad law enforcement is what it is.
Yep.
And Waco. I mean, David Koresh was white. And look what they did to him.
Absolutely.
But that's the feds. See, I guess we figured something out. The feds will kill any white person. They don't care. They'll kill anybody. But city police departments, they like to just get the black people.
That's true. All right, Lynn, I love you, but I got to go back to work.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that is a point. But in cities, it really doesn't happen in cities. In cities, it's always black people, but it is true. The feds, oh, God, that Randy Weaver and David Koresh and, you know, all of that. But that's when that was in the days, first of all, we had an actual president with, like, an IQ, and it had three numbers in it and everything. Remember that? Remember that president? Well, you could figure his IQ had three numbers in it. Oh, Bill, come back. You know, there's the weirdest article today, and I don't know whether it's the News or the Post here, that, you know, this is so bizarre. You know, Hillary Clinton has never said she's running for president. Does anybody remember that? She has, in fact, now she's kind of saying she's in a decision-making process. But I remember her prior to this saying, she's not running, she doesn't want to run. All right, you know, maybe she had to say that to get reelected senator. But she has never said she's running. It is everybody else who has decided that Hillary is running for president. So there's now an article saying, well, you know, Barack Obama is so popular that if he jumps in now, she's going to say she isn't running. So they're already, like, setting up that if she says she's not running, it's going to be because she's afraid she couldn't win the nomination over Barack Obama, who is, his qualifications are, what? Could somebody remind me of his huge list of accomplishments? I keep forgetting. I mean, Barack Obama has apparently done so many things in his life that I can't even remember even one. He is a man of such great accomplishment. So, the pundits, I don't know who, they've made up, and they're living in like, everybody's in a fantasy land. Except me. The New York City police are in a fantasy, the President of the United States. You know, when his little helpers, his elves there, Bush and the elves, the limping, quacking elves, are in a fantasy. And these people with Hillary, they're all in a fantasy. She's never said she's running, and yet they are now making up reasons why she's dropping out of the race. She will drop out because Barack Obama is so much more popular than she is that she couldn't get the nomination away from him. So they now have her in the race, and why she drops out when she has never said she's running in the first place. Why don't they just tell us who the next president is? Think of all the money we could save. Think of all the negative campaigning. You know, right? Think of all of that. We could save so much effort. We could just all take a nap until 2008. So that's why she's going to drop out, because everybody wants Barack Obama. Somebody is quoted in there as saying people want to, they want to touch him. They want to touch him. They want to meet him to touch him. And that they've never seen anything like the excitement about Barack Obama since Bill Clinton. Am I missing something? I must be. I don't see it. I don't get it. It is just beyond me. I don't understand. Somebody explain to me about Barack Obama. Lynn Samuels, Serious Left, 146.
For Real Liberal Talk Radio, this is Serious Left, 146.
Give the gift of Serious for the holidays, and we'll give you a free month of service. I'm Frank DiCaro from Serious OutQ. We'll give you a free month of any Serious radio you buy before December 31st that your friend turns on before January 31st. Shopping problems solved. You get a free gift, and you get to share the best entertainment in radio. Happy holidays from all of us here in the Serious family.
To qualify, you must register for your free month by December 31st at Sirius.com/gift, and your friend must activate their subscription by January 31st.
We spend so much time at the office, late nights, even weekends. There's never enough time at home with family or friends. Good news, there is a way to strike a balance. Get the work done and spend more time at home. Your solution? Go to MyPC. Go to MyPC gives you the power to work on your office PC from home or anywhere. It's so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, log on to gotomypc.com and your PC desktop instantly appears, just as if you were at the office. All you need is an internet connection. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. GoToMyPC is simply the best remote access service on the market. Serious subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's gotomypc.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. Go to my PC. Access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
Sirius. Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I'm a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Mike in Connecticut.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling to tell you that I am a new Sirius subscriber specifically for your show.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I heard your show from a friend of mine who has Sirius, and I said, I got to have it. I'm going to have T-shirts made with your name on it. I just love your show that much. I take lunch late just so I can listen to your show every day.
Oh, my goodness. How long have you lived in Connecticut?
I've only been up here for about 2 years. I'm currently in the Navy.
Oh.
And I'm in the submarine fleet, so I've only been up here for about 2 years.
Oh, I was going to say that explains it, because I was on free radio that you could have heard for free in Connecticut for like 20 years. But you missed that part of my career.
I did, and I agree totally about what you were just talking about with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
It's totally ridiculous. She never even said she was running. So now they have why she's dropping out from a race she never even got into in the first place.
Exactly.
How is it in the military? I'm surprised. You know, it always surprises me that somebody in the military is listening to this channel.
I am the minority. I am the minority in the military. It's tough sometimes. But, you know, I'm here to do a job, and whether I agree with the president or I don't agree, I think that, you know, it's my job and duty to obey his order, so.
Yeah, well, it is, unless you'd like that old court-martial thing
going on.
How long have you been in the Navy?
Just going over 10 years.
Oh, are you, okay, your career, that 10 years sounds like you're on your way to a career.
Yes.
All right,
I'm hoping to make it a career.
Do they have girls in the submarines now?
No.
They don't?
Not yet, no.
Oh, that's, they're not pushing it that far, huh?
No way. That's something that they were looking at a while back, but it has not happened yet.
That's interesting. I thought they let girls be everywhere.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. It would turn into like the Grey's Anatomy submarine. Oh, I'm not thinking about the submarine. I mean, we're all thinking about who we're having sex with. All right, watch out. With any luck, what do you have to do, 20 years?
Yes.
Well, look, in the next 10 years, you can probably count on there being girls in the submarines.
I hope so. I think there are many out there that are qualified to do the job.
Yeah, right. To do what? To do your job. Is that what you call it? This is my something, and this is my gun, and this is my job, honey. How'd you like to? Hey, up Periscope. My Periscope just went up. Is that what they call it in the Navy? Here's my Periscope. Take it easy, babe. This hour's up. Thank you. Wow. I mean, Howard's used to getting calls like that. I subscribe just for you. I'm not. All right, we have another hour, last hour of the week. Oh, God, they're spying on our ass. You won't believe the other two stories. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
To all former conservatives, welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side.
Real Liberals on Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's not a fun day on the roads in parts of the Midwest.
Unless you like doing donuts in the parking lot.
Yeah, if I were still 16, I'd probably like a lot more.
Ice and snow have slowed travel to a crawl in some places. Millions of people are without power. The AP's Mark Carlson is driving around Chicago.
I'm driving along Interstate 94 north of Chicago in Lake Forest. The snowflakes are coming down steady and large. Traffic is almost at a standstill on the tollway. And if you're looking to get a new dent in your car, today is the day to get out of the interstate.
The nasty weather stretches as far south as Texas. Inauguration Day turned into a brawl between lawmakers in Mexico. There is a lot of tension over election results, declared Felipe Calderon president. The AP's Julie Watson reports the brawl didn't stop the swearing-in ceremony.
Suddenly, Calderon appeared at the podium next to President Fox. He immediately started taking the oath of office, and President Fox took off his sash and handed it over, and Calderon put it on, and that was it.
The Los Angeles Catholic Archdiocese says it will pay $16 million to settle 45 sexual abuse lawsuits. It's the fourth largest deal of its kind nationwide. On World AIDS Day, President Bush says the fight against HIV/AIDS must be a global effort.
The pandemic of HIV/AIDS can be defeated, and the United States is willing to take the lead in that fight. But we can't do it alone.
The president called on Congress to reauthorize the Ryan White Care Act, the largest federal program specifically for people with HIV/AIDS. An Italian security expert who met with former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko before his poisoning death has tested positive for the same radioactive substance. Rosalie Bradford has died in Florida. She held records for being the world's heaviest woman and for losing the most weight. In 1987, Bradford weighed 1,050 pounds. She later lost 736 pounds. This is AP Radio News. In Iraq, the head of coalition forces in Tikrit, Army Major General Benjamin Mixon, says a handoff to Iraqi forces is just a few months away.
Our current goal is to turn security responsibility over to the 5th Iraqi Army Division in the February-March time frame, and I expect that we will meet that goal.
Mixon says some soldiers will stay to conduct combat operations against al-Qaeda operatives. Hundreds of thousands of Hezbollah supporters are in downtown Beirut. They're trying to force the resignation of Lebanon's Western-backed prime minister. The AP's Sam Gaddis reports the demonstration has so far been peaceful.
The anti-Syrian groups which support the prime minister have called on their supporters to remain calm in the hope of waiting out the other protesters.
Hezbollah and its pro-Syrian allies say the demonstration would be followed by a wave of open-ended protests. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 73 points. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic,
even detect and remove infections already on your network
by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM,
and ask for your free trial.
More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks' spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose a firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to Barracuda.com.
If you are successful at what you do, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a business owner, or you have a great career, you understand the concept of protecting yourself. Well, are you protecting yourself, your family, and your assets with quality term life insurance? Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man aged 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. Call the Term Lifeline now. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831. That's 800-901-1831.
And now, the gospel according to Lynn. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
to see a movie. I'll tell you something. If I were to recommend a movie for somebody for this weekend, Garrett has not seen anything. But I'd say The Departed. It must still be playing. I mean, The Departed to me was so much better than Borat. I mean, Borat was good. But compared to The Departed, that's going to win every Academy reward there is. Did you see the review of Dreamgirls? Oh, my God. They say that Jennifer Hudson, the loser on American Idol, makes Beyoncé look like a pretty extra. That's how good they say Jennifer Hudson is. They say Beyoncé, that huge star, looks like an extra compared to Jennifer Hudson. Isn't that something? But of course, it hasn't opened yet. So, do we really know? We really don't know. Oh my God, there's really so much news and I just pissed away that first hour. But I didn't really, because I was talking about this thing in New York. That I can't, it's like if they killed Garrett. It's like if the police shot Garrett dead in the street for no reason. You know, other than, you know, something went wrong, which they can't admit. They can't just fucking admit, we didn't mean to kill this guy, we're sorry. Can't admit it. So say, I mean, believe me, this happens. Well, Garrett, it wouldn't happen to Garrett, seeing as how he's white. But it, like, say the police just accidentally blew him away. And because they couldn't admit it, they just made a list of all his friends, and they arrested both of us. They said, well, you worked for him, he worked for you. Lynn, we're arresting you. How can you do that? And you've got, you know, we have this one city councilman, this Charles Barron. I don't even have any use for this guy. This guy is really asking for violence. He really is. He's like over the line. I wish Al would tell, you know, Al Sharpton's kind of political. Tell this guy. It is like they are trying to provoke the black community into some kind of violence because they know, you know what they know in any city in America? The minute you can provoke somebody into committing one act of violence, then the police automatically become 100% right. That's all it's going to take. One person does one thing to a policeman, one riot. You know, one demonstration that gets out of control and automatically everybody will forget Sean Bell being assassinated by the police and everybody will say, look at those animals. Look at those black animals. That's what I think they're doing because that's all it takes. You just get a few, you know, people that do something wrong, and the entire city, starting with Staten Island first. Because Staten Island is sort of like, I don't know, what is the most racist city in America? I don't know, Tuscaloosa, perhaps. You know, that's Staten Island. Unbelievable. I think that's what they're trying to do. I think they're trying to provoke the black community into some kind of misbehavior. And then everybody except Sean Bell's friends and family will forget that the police assassinated him. Because then automatically they're all animals again. Oh, God. Hopefully, we're not all animals. Oh, guess what they found? You know, this another poison guy, the Italian guy that had lunch with the poison spy. I love that poison spy story. That is like the best story. That really is. You know, the Russian defector and they poisoned him in England. Well, the guy he had lunch with, he's got the same stuff in him. They discover, but he's not sick. He isn't sick. So, I don't know. He probably doesn't have as much of it in him. But they discovered that today. What do they have now? They have four planes with radioactivity. The poison spy's Italian friend is radioactive. The hotel is, you know, the hotel, I guess where the spy was staying. The most radioactivity they found was in the men's room of the hotel because apparently this polonium is like vitamin C. It like it goes into your urine. You know how if you take too much vitamin C, you start peeing bright yellow, which means you might as well not take it because that you put the vitamin C in your mouth, and then by the time you're peeing bright yellow, that's all the extra vitamin C leaving your body. So you should take just enough that you don't pee bright yellow. Oh, God, I used to take so much vitamin C. Oh, my God. And then I read some article that gives you some disease, too. And that was the point at which I said, you know something, I'm not taking any vitamins at all. I won't even take a multivitamin, which you really are supposed to take. But there was, I forget what too much vitamin C is supposed to do. Michael Savage says to take it. You know, I'll tell you, he not only is the best talk show host on earth, who should be on Sirius, but he pretends he hates satellite radio. You know why? Because no satellite radio wants him, apparently. So he has to pretend he hates. I would never be on satellite radio, yeah. I bet you would if somebody asked you. But I don't know whether I've told you this. One of my biggest problems lately is that I don't think they've stopped making it, but I can no longer find in any store, anywhere, Aunt Millie's spaghetti sauce, which was always my favorite spaghetti sauce. Aunt Millie's, no sugar in it. You, all these other spaghetti sauces, there's sugar in them. And to me, they taste disgusting. I can't eat them. And I was just an Aunt Millie's person. And all of a sudden, my store near me, where's the Aunt Millie's? Oh, we stopped carrying it. The store near me, but not that near. Where's the Aunt Millie's? Oh, we stopped carrying it. I wandered into supermarkets in Manhattan. Not that there are that many, but I have wandered into the few. No Aunt Millie's. So what is this person to do? Except stand in your supermarket reading every label of every spaghetti sauce and seeing that like the fourth ingredient is always sugar. So I don't want that. So finally in my reading led me to Barilla, which I think has no sugar. Or it comes very late in the list. But guess what I learned from Michael Savage? Because we're the same person, you know. We are. You've never seen us together. Just because he has a PhD, at least one. I think he has more than one. I discovered the most tart-tasting spaghetti sauce, better than Aunt Millie. That's been right in front of me all these years, so I'm sure they're going to stop selling it any minute. Classico. Classico, you see pretty much everywhere. No sugar. It is so tart. It like practically just makes you pucker. Classico. The tomato and basil. But then, of course, I have this weird supermarket where there are so many ethnic groups where I live that they have got to keep in stock Indian food and Spanish food and Chinese food and so the result is that they never really have what you ever want. You know, I'm sure people want Goya, which it looks to me like they have every Goya product ever invented. They probably don't have what people really want. And I notice, of course, that they never have the good Classico. They always have the four cheese Classico, which they have because apparently nobody ever buys it. But, man, if you don't like sweet spaghetti sauce, Classico, oh, even better than Barilla. That, and you can all thank Michael Savage. All right, now here's something that I don't think anybody is making enough of, because to me, this should be the lead story on every website. Maybe it is. It's not on Drudge. It is on LynnSamuels.com. The lead story. Wait, let's see what the lead stories are. That's always fun. That's always fun. Isn't it? To see what people think is important. Everything in Iraq is just fine. No graceful exit. But now they're saying that Bush really is trying to find a way out, but he can't admit that he's trying to find a way out. It's all beyond me. Don't even ask me. All right, ABC, lead story. The new workplace, your email is being tracked by law. That is a big story, but I can't get excited about it. There is. They now have to save every email and instant message you send at work. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. May change Garrett's whole life right there. Because what happens is that a company gets sued, and they used to just have to go through letters, you know, documents, right, through document searches. But now what are the documents? The documents are emails and instant messages. So according, there was some Supreme Court decision last year that has now mandated that every single email and instant message sent on your office computer has to be saved by your company in case they were to get sued. This is no shit. This is going to cost companies a lot of money, I'll tell you. This, I mean, where do you save all that crap? Particularly if you're, what company was that where their IT guy had a meth lab in a $6,000 a month penthouse? You know, $6,000 a month penthouse in Manhattan near the UN is not that expensive. He really got a bargain. Some IT guy from a financial services firm got busted in a luxury apartment building, penthouse, for making meth. He had a meth lab. You know why he had a meth lab? Guy makes $250,000 a year, or he did. But he had moved to New York 2 years ago from Seattle. And he couldn't find anyone to sell him methamphetamine. So he said, oh, I'll do it myself. That's a very scary thought. They claim that methamphetamine is now moving into cities. And it is very scary because I don't know if this is a correct statistic, but it's probably not far off. All this stuff that you need to make methamphetamine is flammable. It's flammable. And they say that one out of every six meth labs, they have some kind of a fire or an explosion. That is the last fucking thing you want in apartment buildings, in cities. You know? That really is the last thing you want to be thinking, that some idiot, maybe the guy above me pouring the water out of the window yesterday, was like emptying his meth stuff. All right, so saving the emails is the ABC website top story. CBS, let's see what their top story is. Season's first big snowstorm. Ugh, and now I've got one of these ads that appears out of nowhere that you can't make it go away. All right, because I will tell you in a second or two, CNN, what's their top? What to me is the biggest story of the day, storm plowing toward Canada. Toward Canada? That means it has to go through here. I don't like that. Iraq Shiite with Iran ties to visit Bush. Dead spies contact. They're all into the snowstorm, which, if you're not in the middle of the storm, you don't think it's a big story. And if you're in the middle of it, you know it's the biggest story there is. All right, what's Fox News' lead story? The man who dined with dead spy has nuke poisoning. First a whiteout, then a blackout. Oh, God, what, is there another picture of Britney without pants? What website? I'm going to have to find out from Garrett what website has it, because I can't find it. But are they all like the one you showed me? You don't see, like, any pubic hair in any of them? Oh, you got more. Is there pubic hair on any of them? Or is she like... But you can say there's more pudenda? Wait a minute. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to go look at Britney's vagina. I'm Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146. Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146. After Alex Bennett, it's Courage and Conviction with Tom Hartman at noon East, 9 a.m. West. Lynn Samuels fires on all cylinders at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. And Big Eddie takes over at 3 p.m. East, noon West with the Ed Schultz Show. Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146.
So now, everyone go to slide 10 of the PowerPoint I sent you.
Oh, which version? I got one at 5 p.m. and one at 8 p.m.
I think version 3. Sent around 9 p.m. last night.
Okay, I've got it open. Wait, slide 10? With the graphs?
No, not the graphs. The pie charts. The big orange ones.
What's he talking about?
Are your conference calls frustrating and ineffective because nobody is on the same page? With GoToMeeting, your conference calls instantly become more effective because you show your computer screen so everyone is literally on the same page. Present your PowerPoint, demonstrate products, train groups of people, or collaborate on documents. Launch your meeting on the fly or schedule it in advance. And best of all, you can hold unlimited meetings for one low flat rate. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Sirius. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Alex Bennett.
This is the choices for Iraq. Go strong, go long, go home. My fourth option, go fuck yourself. If the Democrats don't rally, put up bills to stop the war, get out now. Get the planes on the ground, get the troops in the planes, goodbye. Unless the Democrats do that, they haven't got a chance in 2008.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Fun.org. PHUN. So I just saw, I swear to God, Britney and her vagina. And everybody, leave Lindsay Lohan alone. That girl's mother was out getting drunk with her. And they're all, every tabloid, there's no more Tabloid Thursday, by the way. It's over. I read both those tabloids last night in like 15 minutes, both of them. There's nothing in them that you haven't read 1,000 times. The concept that they're breaking news is over. Years ago. It's just rehashed. Rehashed. I'm not buying them anymore. There is no reason for you to buy them. Don't say, oh God, if you're not buying them, I have to buy them. You don't have to buy them. Nobody has to buy them. They're over. It's finished. But Lindsay Lohan is 20. That is a baby. And her mother is out getting, so everybody's going, oh, they have to get her into rehab and she's going to kill herself, which she seems to be well on her way to doing. And yes, it looks like she's a cutter and all of that. But her father is insane. Is he in prison now? He was in prison. And her mother's out with her getting drunk. So why isn't, you know, the person everybody should be insulting? Is her mother. What is everybody carrying on about this poor girl for? Somebody needs to get on her alleged mother's case. Her mother's going to do an intervention when as soon as she ever sobers up, the mother. And she writes this. She was so upset when Robert Altman died. And yes, she wrote this fairly illiterate little note to Robert Altman's family that everybody's making fun of her for. And the saddest thing in the note is where she said that, right, because she was in Prairie Home Companion, and she was actually very good. If she manages not to die, you know, she'll probably turn out to be a you know, fairly decent actress. But she says, he was the closest thing I had to a father or a grandfather for many years. Now, that's pretty pathetic. That her life is so fucked up that a guy she made a movie with for a couple of months, you know, was the closest thing she had, because her father's in prison half the time. Leave her alone. And leave my Britney and her vagina alone as well. You know, she really, I think, needs to start getting her shit together, Britney. But, you know, she's had a hard time. And although her mother seems to be halfway sane, she doesn't seem to be helping her out much. And all the people say, where are her children? I think she can afford a nanny. And she carried that one fucking baby around for the first year of his life. You never saw her without lugging that baby around. Give her a break. But now I'm more onto Lindsay because she's younger. All right. So the snowstorm, which believe me, I, you know, will get ours. Probably more than once. So I have all the sympathy. But don't you think the fact that without notifying the public, without at all, federal agents for the past 4 years have been assigning millions of international travelers, including Americans, computer-generated scores rating the risk they pose of being terrorists or criminals. That they have been spying on us, data mining us, for 4 years without telling anybody. And every time you get on a plane, if you're leaving the country, you have a score based on these, you know, this bogus thing they have. They data mine and then they create algorithms out of the mined data. And if you've left the country, you have been scored. This might explain to some people why they get double securityed, why they get stopped and because somehow your score, but the federal government has been doing this in secret for 4 years. I don't know. Wouldn't you think that's a bigger story even than a snowstorm? Even 2.4 million people without electricity, that the federal government has basically been spying on anyone who's left the country for 4 years and never thought to mention it. And they didn't even mention it now. The other fabulous part of this is the travelers are not allowed to see or directly challenge the risk assessments, which the government intends to keep on file for 40 years. 40 years. And you can't see it, and you can't say, this is wrong, this information. And the amazing thing is, the government put an announcement detailing the automated targeting system, or ATS, in the Federal Register in November. And somehow, I don't know how the Associated Press, this is an Associated Press original reporting story. The Federal Register is one of those things with that real little print that is a compendium of federal rules. This isn't like they said, oh, by the way, we've been doing this, and put a headline. It was just in like hundreds of pages of fine print in something nobody reads. So they never really even announced it, but they've been doing this for 4 years. The scores are assigned to people entering and leaving the United States after computers access their travel records. And this is how they're spying on us. Listen to this. They access their travel records, including where they are from, how they paid for their tickets, their motor vehicle records. You see, they're getting a little database on every person. You know what's going to be in it soon? Because you know what they're moving to electronics? Your medical records are going on it too. Every time you get a little sore throat, Garrett, every time now that we checked off our little paper, right? Every time you'll get an earache and go to the doctor, that'll go in your little database. But they don't do the medical records yet, but they have your motor vehicle records. What else do they know? If you ever flew one way. I used to fly one way, buy one way tickets all the time when I was happy, because we never knew when the person who made me happy would get fed up with me on a temporary basis. Seating preferences. How could they tell if you're a terrorist by where you're sitting? Oh, like the imams, you want to sit by the control. And you know what else? What else they have to keep track of? What kind of a meal you ordered? Because this is international travel, so I think they still feed you, I think. So if you ordered a kosher meal, which a Muslim would order a kosher meal, right? Because they don't eat pork. I think the dietary rules are pretty much the same. So if you like wanted to sit by the emergency exit and eat a kosher meal on a one-way ticket, your ass is grass, baby. You're finished. But they never told, how can they do this? How can they do this? So they just sort of accidentally, the Homeland Security Department called the program one of the most advanced targeting systems in the world. The department said the nation's ability to spot criminals and other security threats would be critically impaired without access to this data or any data. They just need to know everything. Every car you buy, you have that fucking black box. They can find out everything about where you drove. Between the black box and the easy pass, you're fucked. And that is their goal. I'm telling you, their goal is to just have this file on every person. On every person. Now, 99.9% of people, they're never going to even look it up. But they can. You know, I was thinking, do you know what somebody like you, Miss Garrett, who think, you know, this is like all bullshit or something. You don't know what government could come into power in your lifetime that would make something that's now legal, illegal. That's why it's dangerous. Because something that seems like perfectly fine now, you could have a government that says, looking at fun.org, you know, looking up Britney's pudenda is a crime. You could. That's why this is dangerous. All the people who go, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, why do you care? Well, because you don't know what some government is going to decide is wrong. And they could just, oh, well, here it is, 2050. And anybody who ever looked at Britney Spears pudenda in 2006, we're rounding you up. And there you go. They'll know that now that the company has to save all the emails and stuff. I'm sure they're saving your keystrokes. So they could come and round you up. That's why this is dangerous. Because any government could take power and just decide that anything was illegal. Privacy advocates don't like the automated targeting system. Well, of course not. I'd say it's the most invasive system the government has yet deployed in terms of the number of people affected, said Dave Sobel at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. But they don't care. Government officials could not say that the system has apprehended any terrorists. Oh, I can say it hasn't, because they never do. They never apprehend any terrorists. They don't even want to. They just want that database on everybody. Agents refuse entry to about 45 foreign criminals every day based on information, but he doesn't know whether the information comes from this system. What about the ones who sneak over? It's just this big, long article. The government notice says that this data, this gets better. This is fabulous. This is amazing. What are they doing that we don't know about? We didn't know about this. If somebody hadn't noticed this and, I guess alerted the Associated Press, we still wouldn't know about this. So could just sit and imagine what they're doing that we don't know about. To travel free of experience, because if you're a winner. Now I just, domestic air travelers. Some individuals will be denied the right to travel. That's true. Oh, the government notice says this data may be shared with state, local, and foreign governments for use in hiring decisions and in granting licenses, security clearance, contracts, or other benefits. In some cases, the data may be shared with courts, Congress, and even private contractors. Do you understand, like, the enormity of this? Like, every fucking thing, you would, people laugh at me. Oh, I want to pay cash. I want to pay cash. That's one less piece of information. It's aimed at discovering high-risk individuals who may not previously have been associated with law enforcement action or otherwise noted as a person of concern to law enforcement. What this is bullshit, because this logarithm crap, the data mining and the logarithm, it's like somebody made this up. This is such bullshit. They take all these facts, you know, like, oh, she bought Scott toilet paper and sat on the aisle and ordered a kosher meal. And they come to some conclusion, which may or may not mean anything. Well, now here, see, they use, the one example they give actually makes sense. If an individual sponsors more than one fiancé for immigration at the same time, there is likelihood of immigration fraud. I'd say that's right. That's right. But see, they pick like one thing that like you can't argue with and as they're collecting more and more information. And you can't see anything. You can't see this information. So you can't say it's bullshit. It's absolutely beyond belief. This used to be the United States of America. God only knows what it is now. Wait, and you think you're naked, everything about you is naked for all the world to see? Wait. Lynn Samuels.
Would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention to this message, because you could cut your payment in half with the new Secure Advantage loan exclusively from Quicken Loans. Only the new Secure Advantage loan gives you the advantage of choosing an incredibly low mortgage payment month after month with the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call now to get your fixed rate fast. You could put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. Isn't that worth a few minutes on the phone? Call 800-931-5199 now, and in just minutes, you'll see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment in half. If a 50% lower payment and the security of a low fixed rate sound good to you, call Quicken Loans at 800-931-5199 and ask about the exclusive Secure Advantage loan. Call 800-931-5199 now. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-931-5199.
You're suffering from thinning hair. The top of your head, in front, or heaven forbid, both. You don't have to live this way. I know of a product you can try risk-free, and you'll actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair with just one application.
This stuff is amazing. I used it just one time, and I couldn't believe it. My hair was thicker and healthier.
The folks at Proceed believe so strongly you'll be satisfied they want to give you Proceed to try risk-free. Use Proceed once, and you won't need another application for 3 months. Yeah, 3 months.
Because of Proceed, I'm more confident in my appearance.
You need proof. Try it for yourself risk-free. See results guaranteed.
Oh, it's amazing. Every time I use this stuff, my hair gets thicker.
I'm going to continue to use Proceed. It's the best product I've ever seen.
Call 1-800-216-1547. There's no reason to live with thinning hair. Now you can experience Proceed firsthand. Get your 3 month supply of Proceed risk-free. 1-800-216-1547. You have nothing to lose. Call 800-216-1547.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
America's fastest growing radio station.
Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president. Alex Bennett. Mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Okay. Now, if you think that spying on where you sit and what you're eating and all of that, the Sky Harbor Airport, my new favorite airport. Well, it's true. Even when I loved Miami, MIA is, I just hate that airport. Hate, hate, hate it. Never liked it. Even though, you know, I was so happy landing there. But I don't like that airport. But I do like the Phoenix airport a lot. Well, they are going to be the first airport in America to have the X-ray machine. That machine that's where you're just standing there naked beneath your clothes, and they can see you. You're like a regular Britney, your pudenda and everything they're looking at. They're going to be trying it out. If you go through the thing and you set off the alarm and you need that secondary screening, now, see, they start out. They don't say you have to be in the naked X-ray machine. You may choose a regular pat-down or the X-ray machine. And the screen will not be like right there where you are. It will be in another room with another person. Well, because you don't want the screen there that somebody's walking by and they go, oh, God, there's Garrett's balls. There's Lynn's pudenda. So it's in a totally other room. But they're trying it out. So, you know how these things creep up on you. You know, it'll be voluntary in one airport. And the next thing you know, they'll have it every fucking air. And they have it so it blurs out certain parts. But I guess that would depend on how tall you are. Everybody's a different height. So if you're blurring it out based on a 5'10" man, put Sacha Baron Cohen in there and his stuff would be where the other guy's belly button is or something. Plus, by the way, what about being exposed to radiation, to X-rays? You know, people, you're not supposed to be, like, exposed to X-rays day and night. So somebody is. What if you're on that list and they stop you every time? So every time you fly, you get an X-ray. So in 20 years, you get cancer from all the X-rays. Or you become infertile or something. ridiculous. David on Long Island.
Hey, darling, hold on. Sorry about that.
You know what I can't believe? That email you sent me. You sit with your friends and you have nothing to talk about except my cleaning, my fan?
No, we were talking about cleaning. We were talking about cleaning fans. And I just like
that also. Yeah, that's also a very odd topic of conversation.
Well, my customers, they're clean freaks.
Oh, okay.
And actually, I just put my Swifters on about 20 minutes ago, and you need 2 Swifters per blade, but it's not working.
I don't know. See, that's you get in the height thing again. Is you have to be able to get up high enough to tape the Swifters on top of your blade.
Well, how high are your ceilings?
That isn't it. I'm terrified of height.
Yeah, but I'm 9-foot ceilings. I take a 4-foot ladder.
Yeah, but I can only go up about 2 steps on a ladder. I'm afraid of height. I'm afraid of even very low height.
I mean, believe that this thing jumped out of a plane twice.
You did?
I swear to God, the first time we jumped, I screamed holy shit, and I shit in my pants.
I can understand that, absolutely.
And I got myself cleaned up. We paid another $500, and I jumped again.
And you liked it?
I loved it. If my knees could handle that fall again, I swear to God I would do it.
Oh, my God. You know, Lionel, you know my friend who I listen to on old-fashioned radio, he's done that. And he just loved it.
Once the first time you do it, you feel you're going to die or feel like you're going to die. But after you're down and you deal with that, because the landing is not as easy as it looks, if you know what I'm saying. But once you're down and you go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got to go back up again.
Oh, my God. I literally cannot go above 2 steps up on a stepladder. So the idea that I could jump out of a plane, I don't think so.
Well, maybe one day I'll stop and I'll change your fan blades for you.
But anyway, you can do. Do you know what else they sell? They sell covers for your fan blades.
I've never seen that.
I think Alstow's catalog. You know, so you can change the look of it.
Oh, no, they're reversible. Like the blades I have right now are an antique, what do they call that again? The burgundy.
Yeah.
And then the other side is a lighter brown.
Oh, mine aren't. But they do sell things you can put over, you know, like a slip cover. It's like a slip cover. You put it over the fan blade, and the whole fan blade looks totally different.
A slip cover for your fan blade.
Yeah.
I'm going to check out now. That's
I think it's Alsto, Alsto. It's some catalog I get in the mail.
I'm going to check that out right now, Alsto.
Along with all the other thousands of or fan blade covers. I don't know.
I got to check that out because I'm always looking for something new. Anyway, 2 quick things. First of all, your Aunt Millie's is like my Edie's chocolate cherry sorbet. I cannot find it anywhere.
Doesn't that piss you off?
This is me. I swear to God, I went to King Cullen. This is going back a year ago. I said, you have every flavor but except for my chocolate cherry sorbet. And they go, well, it depends on which area you're in. Like if I go to Huntington, they have it. But here in Central Islip, in the third world country of Long Island, they don't carry.
I know. It's like so bizarre to me. What I'm finding all summer, I never could find Breyer's Peach ice cream. Never could find it in my supermarket. And now, every time I go in there, I'm like in pig heaven. They've always got my Breyer's Peach ice cream. I'm so happy.
See, it all depends on each store. Like, even with me, because in my business, I'm a contractor. I go to the Huntington Home Depot. They'll have fanciest stuff there. And I go to the Home Depot in Selden, and they don't have the same things.
I know. It's very annoying.
It's all demographics. In fact, when I went to the Home Depots in Florida, when I travel on business, they have more ornate and fanciest stuff than they do here in Long Island.
Well, it's like my socks that I like. Why would the Macy's in Scottsdale have a bigger selection of those socks than the biggest Macy's in the world on 34th Street? I don't know, but they do.
Go figure. But anyway, the reason why I'm calling, though, I was telling Garrett, it's funny you brought this up about Obama. I was talking to a couple of decorators who I work with, and his name came up in topic a few weeks ago, and I said, why would you vote for him? And all the fags, and 2 of them were blacks, all said to me, he's a hot man, and that's why we'll vote for him. And that's what people are looking at, looks.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
Seriously, if you think about it, because it's like, you know, else would you vote for him? I mean, I can't.
Well, the pundits are going to have to make up some other reason.
Well,
because if a pundit goes, He's a hot guy. They're not going to be a pundit for very long.
Yeah, but he's a hot-looking black.
Well, he's not hot-looking to me. He's like, I don't know. He's like bland-looking.
Well, he's a mulatto. Or octoroon.
Yeah, an octoroon. Those are my favorite cookies on the holidays. You know, on the Jewish holidays, you have a nice coconut octoroon. Thanks, darling.
I love you,
Have
Tia.
A great weekend. Bye.
Bye.
If I get one email with the word macaroon in it, I am going to scream, that was a joke! Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
He was Eddie Lebeck on Cheers. He was the Easter Bunny in several movies. And now he's exclusively on the best radio on radio. Is that all we got?
Yeah, apparently.
Didn't he do some show with Candace Bergen or something?
I don't know. Hey, you know, NASCAR starts in 5 weeks.
Probably should have just promoted that. Look at this. I got nothing to work with here. Jay Thomas, 2 p.m. East.
A little more enthusiastic.
Jay Thomas, 2 p.m. East, 11 a.m. West on the Sirius Stars channel, Sirius 102.
Owner-operators, how would you like to make 65% of the revenue on all loads you haul, plus 100% of pass-through on the fuel surcharge? With our new percentage rate plan, you keep 65% of the gross revenue per load and 100% of the fuel surcharge. You also get fuel discounts, weekly settlements, full voluntary benefits, and more. Plus, there's no forced dispatch. You're a business owner. Make a sound business decision. Call 1-800-2-JB-HUNT. Again, that's 1-800-2-JB-HUNT.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp toll-free 1-800-225-5515 and learn how to get your free information. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-225-5515. That's 1-800-225-5515. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product, call 1-800-225-5515. 1-800-225-5515.
Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I am a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman.
Noon East, 9 a.m. West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Okay. You have to look at my website because I have a bunch of good stories, but I'm running out of time. And I can't leave the end of the week without this. Do you know, did you read about the computer from 65 BC that they found? This is so amazing. Every website has a story about this. I only put up one of them. They found in a shipwreck, a 2,000-year-old mechanical computer from a Roman shipwreck. Okay? This thing was from before Jesus. And it could predict eclipses correctly. They knew everything. They could track the stars. And in the heavens, they knew when the eclipses were coming. And somebody found this in 1900. And they recovered all the stuff, but it's taken them until now because they had to, like, recreate everything. Because they were, you know, like, you would touch everything and it would fall apart. And they needed to do, what do you call that when you look at the fetus? I always forget that. Sonogram kind of thing. To see what the writing was on all these metal parts. You know, and as our science progressed and they could see it. A mechanical device from 2,000 years ago that could tell you when everything was rotating and revolving and everything, and when there would be eclipses. Now, supposedly, they didn't know this crap 2,000 years ago, and they said, why would this be the only one they ever found? You know, you'd think there's enough Roman artifacts. Well, guess why? The original Now, they found this buried in a shipwreck. It was made out of copper, and they recycled copper. They said their theory about we never found another one is that they would make this. And although to us, this is like astonishing that they could do this, that they'd say, all right, we figured everything out. And they'd melt it down and, you know, make a ball out of it or something. Because I guess they didn't have enough copper. And that it was only because this thing was at the bottom of the sea that it was preserved. It had gears. It revealed 80 pieces of gear wheels, which nobody even thought anybody had invented then. Dials, clock-like hands, and a wooden and bronze casing. So they finally recreated it. One of the scientists says that this thing is more valuable than the Mona Lisa, that it is just more valuable than the... This is... I have the story up from... it's known as... I'm sure I can't pronounce this. The Antique Ethera mechanism. And they were apparently, when the ship sank, they were schlepping it over to Rome for some party Julius Caesar was having. So it's fascinating. Any website you go to has a story about this 2,000 year old thing that nobody even thought they knew how to do this. So I read all of them, but I posted one. LynnSamuels.com functions all weekend long, believe it or not. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146. If we live through the weekend, I'll see you then. Thank you, Garrick, boy. Have a nice weekend.